Instagram, I website, I Facebook. No push, no life. If there's a button, you want to push it. This is the premise of the OSEBA exhibit at the 2026 edition of Maker Faire Tokyo, a pop-up activation of the full-scale button exhibition in created by the Shimada Corporation. Participants will be able to push all sorts of buttons, big, small, round, red, up, down. The exhibition will feature displays that allow you to fully enjoy pressing, including our company's symbol, 1,000 buttons, as well as 333 heartbeat button, where you compete to see how many buttons you can light up in 30 seconds, and light up and pop, where you challenge the limits of your reflexes. Check out more about the concept here. This type of singular and playful exhibit exemplifies Maker Faire Tokyo and a vibe and attention to details, both technical and interactive, that the makers who come each year to share their projects have always excelled at. Kazuya Shibata's fully automatic chopstick splitting machine 2 is a fully automatic device that splits, cuts, and polishes chopsticks simply by inserting them. It is said to reduce uneven splitting and splinters that often occur with manual processing, providing a stable user experience. The first model, announced in 2019, has been completely redesigned from scratch, improving both the process and the user experience. More. Fahrend Bierkist, nothing says fun like a go-kart made out of a beer crate. Beer Car Club has created the Fahrend Bierkist, a German-born go-kart powered by an engine mounted on a beer crate. This small yet powerful go-kart can reach top speeds of 60 km/h. While makers around the world are creating and posting videos on YouTube, it remains largely unknown in Japan. A safe electric model is currently under development. Exhibits and test drives are planned at Maker Faire Tokyo. Nerdy Darby is always fun, and the Make Japan team has built a fantastic undulating track on which to race the little wooden cars that kids build themselves at the on-site workshop. It never gets old. Japanese food is delicious and cute. Why not also make it groove? Two food-related musical makes are showing up at Maker Faire Tokyo this year. Yakitori DJ is a work that allows you to DJ by the action of grilling yakitori. Simply arranging the skewers will produce sound and visuals, aiming for a new musical experience that anyone can intuitively perform. A display is laid inside the grill-style turntable, so you can enjoy VJing as well, with visuals playing along with the sound. Create your own groove by combining yakitori, sequencer, and electric relay by freelance engineer Fumitaka Kimizuka is exhibiting this year in collaboration with Yamato Honda. Last year's Chinese restaurant-style round table has evolved, and this year's revolving sushi style has become even more refined. Enjoy the music expressed through the changing tones and tempos of the sushi toppings, as well as the color and position of the sushi, and the speed of rotation, along with Kimizuka's performance. ROBOBIKE is a 160G mini bicycle robot that uses an angular velocity sensor for autonomous control. The posture control algorithm for riding without falling over, which the creator devised 30 years ago and for which a utility model patent was obtained, has been completely reproduced using modern devices. More. The spherical robot, Omicro Flux, and the mixed reality app Boundary Blur came about because of the question, can we actually make the spherical robots that appear in Star Wars and Gundam move in reality? The robot, which operates inside a sphere, has 10 wheels. The most difficult part of making the sphere roll endlessly was creating natural and adorable movements, such as stopping abruptly and then rolling again. For children who want to touch this spherical robot, Omicro also developed a mixed reality app called Boundary Blur this year that allows them to play with the robot in a game-like way. ROBOBIKE, self-controlled bicycle robot. Maker Tsubasa has brought all manner of complex and functional Lego vending machines, gachapon machines, and claw machines to Maker Faire Tokyo in the past. This year, they step into the future with an IoT-enabled Lego cashless payment vending machine enabled by smartphone. This ivory vending machine is made entirely of Lego bricks, including the motors and sensors, except for the electronic components. The high level of craftsmanship is impressive, not only in the program of the sales system, but also in the overall Lego creation. a University of Tokyo engineering club, has developed a model of an automatic turnaround operation realized with Plarail, a model train system. This automated Plarail train operation system utilizes a microcontroller and Bluetooth for wireless control. On a track where multiple trains are running, the system uses a railway block system to control speed and avoid collisions, ensuring safe operation. Furthermore, we have implemented fully automated turnaround operation using trains capable of bidirectional travel. More. Fresh from Maker Faire Hanover, Music Research Institute will be exhibiting Music Train, a media artwork in which a model train starts running when music is played. The 12 rails correspond to the 7 notes of Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti and 5 sharp flat notes. It is a work that is fun to look at as well as to listen to. They are active both domestically and internationally with the theme of making things related to music, including media artworks, robots that play musical instruments automatically, and original electronic and acoustic instruments. Here's a look at last year's event to give you an idea of all the fun coming up. Advertisement.